Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswate Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Tarot Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Harinama, Harinama, Harinama eva kevalam. Kalau nastyeva, 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 gatir anyata. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Ramayana, Act 2, Chapter 5. Ram remains firm. Scene 1. Lakshmana spots Bharata's army. 3 months had passed since Ram had settled on the Chitrakoot mountain. Living peacefully in their thatched cottage, Ram, along with Lakshmana and Sita, were happy. From their hut they could see the top of the mountain, some of which was yellow, some red, some glittering silver, some blue-green, like a shining emerald. Thousands of other subtle hues shone on the side of the great mountain as it teemed with deer of every description and hosts of harmless tigers, leopards, and bears. Trees laden with flowers and fruits were crowded with varieties of colorful and sweetly singing birds. Clear rivulets flowed from countless springs and waterfalls sprinkled in the sunshine. Rama felt gladdened at heart to see all this, and sitting at ease on the porch of his hut, he spoke with Sita. Look at the Kinnaras as they sport on these delightful slopes, having descended from their own planets. See also the Vidyadharas and Gandharvas courting their womenfolk after hanging their swords and other weapons from the boughs of trees. Why, this place is finer even than heaven. Surely we will easily spend 14 months here as if they were 1 month. Sita smiled. She felt joyful to be living here with Ram. Despite its simplicity, she liked forest life, preferring it to even her life of luxury in the city. She looked down at the Mandakini River, and there were lines of ascetics, clad only in loincloths, who stood in the water with their arms upraised as they worshipped the sun. A cool breeze carried the aroma of tree blossoms, which cascaded on all sides of the mountain. On the sandy bank of the river, heavenly siddhas were appearing and disappearing, moving about in delight. Further down the river, Sita saw a group of elephants standing amid the red and white lotus flowers as they drank the clear water. Ram continued to speak to her. Let us take our midday bath in this river, O princess. With you by my side, I do not miss any of my relatives. Why, not even Ayodhya itself. your beauty puts to shame the so-called beauty of these heavenly damsels, and it gives me newer and newer pleasure. Ram looked at his brother, who stood at a distance, holding his bow. The godly Lakshmana stands over there, equipped with weapons, and ready to carry out my every command. Living on the delicious forest fare he gathers, we reside here most happily, my dear Sita. What more could I desire, even if I lived in Ayodhya? Ram and Sita descended to the river and found a secluded spot to take their bath. After bathing and sporting for some time in the cool waters, they came out and sat in the sun on a large flat rock. As Ram conversed with Sita, he noticed in the distance a cloud of dust rising to the sky. Looking all around, he saw frightened animals running in all directions, and he heard a terrific noise which became progressively louder. Ram called out to his brother, "Lakshman, what do you think is causing this disturbance? A sound like a terrible crash of thunder is coming from the north. Is some king or prince out hunting in the forest, followed by his army? Or is it some vast herd of beasts on the move? Please, Lakshman, go and see." Lakshmana immediately climbed a tall tree and looked all around. Fixing his gaze on the north, he saw in the distance a large army crowded with elephants, horses, and chariots, joined with a mass of marching foot soldiers. He shouted to Ram and informed him, "Let Sita quickly find a cave. Extinguish the fire so that the smoke will not be seen. We too shall stand here clothed in armor, holding upraised weapons, for a mighty, powerful army approaches." Ram, who was not at all fearful, replied to Lakshman, "My brother, look carefully at the ensigns. Try to determine whose army you think it might be." Lakshman stared at the head of the army and saw a tall ensign waving in the breeze. It was bearing the emblem of a Kovidar tree. The prince became infuriated and looked at the army as if he might consume it with his gaze alone. "Clearly this is Bharata's army. I see there the mark of the Kovidar. Evidently, he has secured the throne of Ayodhya and now desires to attain undisputed sovereignty by killing us both. Why, even now I see swift horses going ahead to seek us out." Lakshmana seized with anger, "It is fortunate indeed that I shall now see Bharata's face, for whose sake you are enduring this forest life. Deprived of your sovereign rights, surely he has come here as an enemy, and as such, he deserves to be killed outright. I see no sin in this action, O Rama, for Bharata has surely and sorely wronged you." Lakshmana descended from the tree and picked up his weapons. He held his sword aloft. "Today, Kaikeyi, who is so desirous of the kingdom will be seized with sorrow. When she sees her son slain by me, I shall then kill her also. Let the earth drink the blood of all these warriors. Beasts of prey will drag about the corpses of elephants and horses, as well as thousands of men, all pierced by my arrows. Killing Bharat along with his army, I will repay my debt to my weapons. Ram replied gravely to the enraged Lakshman. These sentiments do not befit you, my dear brother. The mighty Bharat has come here longing to see us, and you wish to greet him with weapons? I have given my word of honor to remain in the forest. How then can I forcibly take the kingdom of Bharat, thereby gaining a sovereignty stained with infamy? Feeling admonished by his brother, Lakshmana looked down and sheathed his sword. Ram continued, I will never accept a royal fortune, won at the cost of the death of my kinsmen. Indeed, I would only accept the kingdom for the pleasure and protection of my relatives, for I have no personal desire for sovereignty. If any joy should come to me that is not enjoyed by yourself, Bharat or Shatrughna, then let that be reduced to ashes. Rama knew Bharata's heart. Bharata was no less devoted to him than Lakshman. Ram could understand why his brother had come to see him. He also longed to see Bharat. Comforting Lakshman, Ram said, When Bharata heard of my exile, I am sure he would have felt his heart overwhelmed with affection and his mind distracted by grief. After censuring Kaikeyi with harsh words, he no doubt left Ayodhya, intent on bringing me back. Of this I feel most certain. Lakshmana felt ashamed to have spoken angrily about Bharat. He remembered the close and loving relationships the four brothers had enjoyed in childhood. Rama was right. Bharata could not possibly have come in a martial spirit. Lakshmana blushed as Ram said gently, I cannot imagine Bharata harming us. Even in his mind. Has he somehow previously offended you, my dear brother, so that you wax so wrathful toward him now? If you are set upon the slaughter of Bharata, then I shall order him to hand over the kingdom to you this very day. Certainly he will remain here in your place, clad in tree barks, while you rule over this broad earth. Lakshmana shrank with shame. It had been wrong of him to think so badly of Bharata. There was never a time when any malice or envy had been seen in that prince. Lakshmana tried to make amends for his previous outburst. It must be as you say, dear Ram. I think the mighty armed emperor himself has personally come here accompanied by Bharat. Our father will doubtlessly try to persuade us to return, handing you the sovereignty being refused by Bharat. Indeed, I saw father's gigantic elephant, Shatrunjay, rocking about at the head of the army as it marched. From their vantage point on the mountainside, Rama could see the army coming into view. Spotting the king's elephant, he felt a sudden apprehension. Why was there no white umbrella held over the back of the elephant? Shatrunjaya would not have come without the king. But maybe there was no king. Ram was fearful. Along with Lakshmana and Sita, he waited near his hut for Bharata's arrival. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Jai Ram, Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Ram.